You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we have a repeat guest, which you know means it's one of my favorites. We've got Burton Kelso today. He is not just an IT and technology super nerd. He's got really good actionable information for you, whether you're in real estate or any other small business, because we're going to talk about the thing I despise, but I have to learn about, I guess, and that's AI. So enjoy this conversation, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. Well, hello, my friend.
Hello. How are you doing, Lee?
So what are we talking about today? Because obviously you've been on the show before. And by the way, friends, you can click the link right here if you want to hear Burton's other episode from 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
It's a year ago.
Just a year.
A year before that.
It's more than a year ago.
No, it was last year.
It's older than that.
Oh, listen to you. Okay.
Am I going to have to look and confirm? Because I think you've lost track of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Burton Kelso, Lee Brown, Crazy Shit. Let's see. You were episode 251.
Look at that. I'm impressed with that organization.
Let's see. Because I'm going to prove something here. I have to be right.
Right.
Look, and you look the same shirt.
So yeah, I know, right?
Let's see. Where's the dates on my post? Oh, I'm just going to point this out. May 6, 2021.
Okay, whatever.
Over 2 years ago. That's like 2 years and change.
Right. I got you.
So to every listener and viewer of the podcast, now is when you should go into the comments and be like, we believed Lee Brown all along, and that would be to your benefit. Or you can back Burton up if you want to because he's helpful and stuff, whatever.
Right. Lee, we're talking about AI and ChatGPT today and how it affects real estate agents.
Well, that's good because I can't stand it. I find it to be totally creepy, and I'm ready for you to dispel my frustrations with it. So first of all, where have you been doing research on AI and ChatGPT? Because as we know in real estate, agents love to be first adopters, and they adopt things before they have the foggiest idea what it is, how to use it, how to be smart about it. So let's start off by giving them some resources to go get up to speed before they start utilizing things. And then we'll talk about the products a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The challenge is that there isn't like an authority on AI and ChatGPT. It's like the Wild West, Lee. There's really nowhere that you can go to get a definitive response as far as all of the tools out there, because there are so many AI products out there. Here's your crazy shit story today. I've got two. So one is a customer like, hey, Burton, we installed this plugin for Zoom that's supposed to take notes. And I'm like, that's great. And they're like, well, it jacks up the audio. Do you know how to uninstall it? And I'm like, what is it? And they told me the product. I had no clue. And I'm like, why are you jumping in using something that you don't even know about? You just automatically assume it's going to work. So the only solution I had was to completely wipe out Zoom and then just reinstall Zoom again. I mean, that was it. There was nothing to do. It was like a parasite that had leached on to their Zoom program that was supposed to work, but it was causing issues.
You mean it's like clicking on an unauthorized link or an unknown PDF that comes into your email?
Pretty much. If it says, hey, I work with ChatGPT.
Don't install it if you don't know what it is. Don't open it if you don't know what it is.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I work with ChatGPT and people are like, yes, sign me up. I want it. Give it to me.
Like, you know? Slow your roll. So if somebody does find an AI product, what's a good way to verify if it's reputable? Are there any review sites out there? What are the top ones for real estate?
You're going to laugh. So if it's an app, you better read the reviews, or you better get in contact with customer service for that company, because there's a lot of fleeceware out there, Lee, where...
Fleeceware? What is fleeceware?
You know what getting fleeced is, right?
I mean, I have a fleece right here because my legs are cold. Is it a different kind of fleece?
No, where someone like tricks you out of your money fleecing, like the old school word for fleecing.
Oh, so like now Jason the golden fleece. Are we going to go all the way back?
No, not that far. But we're talking about programs that are designed to look legitimate, but in all actuality, they're taking money from you. So you need to do your research. And true story, I went on site, which is a rare occasion, to one of our customers, and the lady had an app up and said, I already know what the problem is. I already know what it is. I'm like, what is it? And she told me, and I'm like, wrong. That's not even the computer issue that's going on. And I'm like, what did you use? And she's like, oh yeah, there's this $300 a year app I downloaded for ChatGPT. Turned out it was a bogus app. It worked like chat, but it was $300 a year. And ChatGPT and all the other forms of AI are free. Some are a minimum cost, but not that much. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I thought all apps were like 99 cents, $2.99. The big expensive ones are $9.99. $300 should have been an alarm bell right there.
No, she was trying to show off, saying, hey, I got it. I know my stuff. I'm like, lady, please pump the brakes. Take that off.
I think you should do more on-site visits because you'll have more stories like this.
I get them from my technicians. I mean, it's just crazy. Another one I've got for you, because we have to talk about this when we talk about AI. It's not your content, realtors. True story. I was given a speech on AI and ChatGPT, and there was a lady in the audience that said, hey, I was at a real estate happy hour, and there was an agent walking around with ChatGPT saying, hey, look, if I want a blog post, I put it in, and it puts out content, and I can just use it. Same thing with the social media post. The sky's the limit. He's like, you can use it for anything. And I'm like, nah, that ain't true unless you're just wanting a lawsuit to knock on your door. And I had to tell her, you've got to understand that the content from ChatGPT and AI is, there's a good chance it's copywritten material. And you've got to check your sources and make sure that you use it as a building block, not as like your own virtual assistant that you're just stealing content from. Because truth be told, large corporations have robots scouring the internet to look for copyright material. And if they find it on your site, you got it. They're going to send a cease and desist. You don't stop. You're going to be putting out some money, like you said.
I mean, this is what the young people do, Bert. And we're very cool now because we did burr or whatever they say. So right. The point of what you're saying is just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Oh, absolutely not.
We had an issue in North Carolina where an agent wrote the agent remarks for a listing using
ChatGPT.
And it had some fair housing violations in it. The agent posted it. And then when asked about this, ChatGPT wrote it. And we had to say, you are still responsible for the information. And so I think it becomes a matter of if you're going to use it, you got to think about it as a framework or a starting point and then go through and make sure you're not violating any state laws or federal laws or fair housing violations and that it's accurate and that it sounds like you, because you're right. The plagiarism, that's already a problem because people don't like to give attribution. And actually, you know, I blame The Office for that. Remember the episode where Michael had on the whiteboard, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And then it said Michael Scott. And then in tiny writing, it said Wayne Gretzky. It's like, that's how realtors, I think, like to do attribution. So if you're going to use it, if you're not willing to say ChatGPT wrote this, then you shouldn't post it.
Right. And truth be told, we're all lazy. I mean, not you. You're just...
I want to be lazy, but I'm too aggressive to let the laziness take over. So I still feel it sometimes too, Burton. I'm human.
Yep, I know. But most realtors, that laziness just grabs them and shakes them and says, hey, go lay down or find an easier way to do it. And then it sometimes bites them in the butt. Now, I wanted to share too with ChatGPT and AI, it ain't just all ChatGPT. There's ChatGPT, which is from OpenAI, which came out November last year. There's Bard, because Google jumped in the game and for some reason they named theirs Bard. I have no idea.
B-A-R-D, like Shakespeare was the Bard.
Yeah, where you got the guy playing the ukulele or the little guitar. Yeah, Bard. And then finally, Microsoft is funding OpenAI. So Microsoft's like, well, if we're going to fund you, we want our own piece of ChatGPT. And so there are three different products out there and they all act different. Now, ChatGPT, as you should know, is dated as far as the information it has, 2021. Now, Bard is up to date because its database of information is coming from Google. Uh-huh. And then Bing is like the slow learning kid in the classroom where it works, but it's slow and it's probably the least accurate out of all of them, Microsoft's Bing Chat. So you have to be careful what you embrace.
Yeah, well, it's still out there, but you don't really know why.
Right. That's a good one. Yeah. Microsoft's Bing Chat is like AOL.
So if you were going to use one, you don't use ChatGPT, even though it's the most popular?
Well, and that's it. I mean, you have to look at the information that you want to glean. If you're looking for just basic information that really doesn't have a expiration date, then you would use ChatGPT, and it's faster, and they make an app for both Android and iPhone. So it's the more robust, convenient AI tool to use. But Bard by Google has the most up-to-date database because it's yanking its information straight from Google. It's a little slower, but let's just say that you're looking for market prices or market information in a specific area. It's going to tell you like up to date the data that is going to be pulled down. Because I was talking to a bunch of appraisals and we were talking about market value. And then we put it in Bard and Bard's like, hey, as of August 2023, here's what the information is that you're looking for. Whereas chat is going to be like, hey, I can't tell you. The most recent data I can pull is September of 2021.
If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times. We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky high fuel cost at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now. And it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content. Okay, then let me ask you one of my conspiracy theorist reasons I don't like AI and ChatGPT. And I like that you almost spit out your drink there when I asked you that, because you don't know what's coming next. So that's why we're friends. One thing that concerns me is that if I put something into ChatGPT and I ask it a very specific question and I'm going to be very detailed so I can get the best response possible, am I not feeding the monster that's eventually going to be like Frankenstein's monster and come back home? Because doesn't it learn by what I'm putting into that?
Yeah, it learns by what you're putting in. But at the same time, the people who create all these forms of text AI are putting in parameters so that you're not putting in hate speech or just putting in inaccurate material. So if you put in some information and it pulled it back, then someone is analyzing it going, is that really true? You know what I mean? And then they'll correct it.
Is it 23-year-olds that haven't lived as long as I've lived and don't know what I know, Burton? Like, this is where I get concerned, right? Because I don't want to be guardrailed by somebody who does not know this market and doesn't know things that I'm interested in. Because like I put in, give me the best restaurants. And I was in ChatGPT. And like you said, it said as of September 2021, I was like, the restaurants you just gave me, half of them are gone because God told them restaurants vanish as quickly as real estate agents. So the information was inaccurate, but by the same token, like if somebody is in there checking things out, shouldn't they have checked out that those restaurants are gone? I don't know.
Here's the thing that you have to watch out for is that understand when ChatGPT was released, it was for entertainment purposes only. So if you ask it, what are you for? It'll say, hey, I'm just for entertainment purposes only.
That was the actual intent.
That is because it's the whole idea was like, AI's been around forever. You've got Siri, you've got Amazon, you've got Google. It's out there. But OpenAI is like, let the general public play around with it and see how we can grow this. And then it just took off like wildfire. And of course, everyone's like, well, heck, if they're making a little money at it, let me get my little piece of the ChatGPT pie and throw something out there. And it will tell you too, Lee, that it's inaccurate. Don't trust me. I'm not the best source.
But meanwhile, we have agents that like cut and paste it and make it a blog post and they didn't see it say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Do you hear about the attorney? You talked about the realtor, but there's an attorney.
The one with the 65 case citations and they were all wrong. Right. And then the judge has to smack him. Y'all, I got to find the link to that story and include it because it's one of the case studies for me to say, be hesitant about the ChatGPT, but also be hesitant about what attorney you hire because this guy.
Right. Now,
client paid him.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yes. I mean, that's the thing that realtors have to worry about, Lee, is that let's say that you give off your blog posting or your podcast script to a copywriter or someone who says, I know what I'm doing. In today's day and age, they may just go right to Bard or ChatGPT and start creating content for you. Then the next thing you know, the cease and desist letters are popping up and you're like, what the hell?
Right.
Well, you really have to watch who you work with, because in this day and age, as realtors, you don't know who's using that ChatGPT tool to create content for you. So be careful.
Oh, that's so scary. Okay, so what is the number one thing you would tell an agent or a broker to do right now today regarding any of the AI products that are out there? What rules should they have in place for themselves or for their brokerage?
So let's talk about the ones that are popular and legit. So we made fun of Bard and Bing, but they're okay to use as a foundation for your creator content. So hop on the big three: ChatGPT, Bard, and Bing Chat. Those are your query. I'm going to put something in and then it's going to spit back information that I want. But I would utilize all three to get more concise information from them. And we haven't even touched on AI text to graphics. And probably the best tool for that, Lee, would be Canva.
Oh, wait a minute. Canva's got some stuff in it about AI?
It sure does. Yeah.
I only use it to make marketing materials. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, Willis, is the fact that you can create any type of content using your voice and it'll generate images for all of that marketing stuff. It's built into Canva.
Oh, wait. So I look at the people generating images of fake women and fake men, and then they tell you that's a bot, that's an AI creation.
Right.
So I just laugh at that, but it could do it for my listings. I didn't
know. Yeah, you could have a fake Lee Brown.
There is one out there. She's in some ad for makeup that I don't use and I can't vouch for it. I don't know how to make them stop. It's crazy. Hang on. I'm going to go to ChatGPT because that's the one that's on my computer. I reckon I got to download Bard later because that's a better name. And since you're talking about what real estate can do, I just want to see what it says. If I ask it, who is Burton Kelso?
That used to be in ChatGPT, Lee, and they took it out.
It's there now. As of my last knowledge update, September 21, Burton Kelso is a technology expert, speaker, and consultant based in the U.S. He's known for his expertise in various technology-related fields, including cybersecurity, computer repair, and IT support for individuals and small businesses. Burton Kelso also appears as a guest speaker on radio and television shows where he shares valuable tips and insights on technology-related topics. I recommend verifying this information with a more recent source to get the latest details.
Yeah, I kept going on with it like earlier this year, and it was saying I won all sorts of awards and stuff, so they must have cleaned it up.
Well, that would have been more fun than this. This is just kind of a basic bio, but it's okay. At least
yeah. It is. Have you done yourself yet, Lee?
Oh, no, because I'm only interested in seeing who you were. Let's see, who is Lee Brown? But see, I bet it's going to come up with that Australian rugby player who beats me out on page one of Google. No, let's see. It says, Lee Brown is a real estate agent, broker, and speaker based in the U.S. She is known for her engaging and energetic personality, as well as her expertise in the real estate industry. Lee Brown has been actively involved in the real estate business for many years and has achieved significant success in her career. Well, ain't that nice? Look. I should have done that yesterday when I was having a low moment. I would have felt better about myself.
Yeah, you should have. Now, it's probably going to bring you down if you go into Bard and Bing Chat, because it'll be like, who the hell's Lee Brown? You know,
that Australian rugby player, I've come to accept the fact that he's popular because he was in all the fantasy leagues before he retired. So he's got name cred.
Right.
That's why I use my maiden name. Frankly, people are like, why is it always Lee Thomas Brown? I'm like, because that Australian rugby player does not have the maiden name Thomas. But anyway. All right. So if agents need to look at tools like Canva to help build marketing materials, what's step two for that brokerage? If you're creating rules, do you think brokerages need to have AI policies, and is that going to be important for liability and training? Are you seeing anything on that front yet?
Absolutely. I haven't seen anything develop, but yeah, obviously brokerages are going to have to sit down and talk about their AI policy and what tools agents can use and what extent you can use these AI tools. Because the problem is that some people think, like even with Canva that does graphics, that it may not be copyright, but sometimes it'll use a particular art style of an artist. Like maybe you say you want a Van Gogh type of headshot, and then, you know, maybe you've got a state of Vincent Van Gogh coming after you. I'm just throwing an example out, but those are the things that you have to watch out for. And the other thing with some of the other tools out there, like I think Remini is now the new tool that is being used for AI headshots. You have to watch out again, because there's even fleeceware when it comes to those headshot tools, because a lot of those AI tools are coming out of China. So you feed it a bunch of information, they get it, and then they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you a headshot, But yeah, now we got your information now. So watch out. We're coming for you.
Everything's going to facial recognition. Holy smokes. So somebody can steal your face?
That's a good possibility. Yeah. In all aspects of it too. So all of those AI tools that like, oh, let's analyze your face or let's see what your baby is going to look like. You have to look into that because you don't know who is manufacturing those tools.
You are doing nothing to make me feel less hesitant about AI and ChatGPT, Burton. Okay, so tell me the most impactful way I should be using AI right now that I shouldn't be scared of and shouldn't have my tinfoil hat on about.
Right. So again, ChatGPT, Bard, and Bing. Canva is great because it's a known company. They're not trying to steal anything up from you. But there's another AI tool called Video, and it will allow you to take snippets out of long form video and turn them into like social media content.
Wait, so without having to hire somebody, it will do work?
Exactly.
Now we're talking. So it'll save me money and time.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
With my content, it's not creating any content.
Right. And you have to think about that too. A lot of realtors will do long form videos, but they don't have time to chop it up. So that is the app to go to. Yeah, let me see if I can look this up real quick. But yeah, it's video or something like that. But it's a great tool. But I think brokerages really do need to sit down and figure out what apps that they're going to use. And if they're even going to incorporate AI, because AI is not a good fit for all real estate brokerages. If you're a single agent out there, maybe you've got your own small brokerage. Why waste the time trying to incorporate AI if it's not going to work for you? You know, I mean, you should look at it. Maybe you should attend a few seminars, watch a popular podcast that talks about it. But you definitely want to do your homework before you just jump into the AI game.
Okay, so for somebody who's questioning if they need AI or not, and you've given them a good use for it, so to think about it for improving your marketing or snipping up videos, so there's some positive uses.
Right.
What use case you would tell agents to use the most caution on? What should they be slowing down on before they do anything about it?
First off, the website is vidyo.ai.
Like yo, yo, yo to the...
Yeah, head. Like yo, yo, yo. Yeah, vidyo.ai is free, or you can start out for free for, I think, at least 20 minutes worth of video, but it'll mix it up, snip it for you, and post it to your social media account. So there's that. But as far as...
You got to give it access to your social media accounts.
No, you don't.
You just said we'll post for me, Burton.
I said you can use it on social media sites, not post for you.
I'm going to get fleeced if I use it. Now that I know that term, it's going to become part of my vocabulary. So maybe let me ask you a question. You're a super IT tech nerd, like you're extra level nerd.
Right.
Do you read the terms of service for all these websites?
Not all of them, but most of them. It'd be impossible, Lee. Come on.
I don't think anything's impossible.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. I'm going to let you go through that task. I'll give you a month and then we'll see where you're at.
I've never read a term of service. I admit it. That's why I'm the most at-risk person on the planet.
All right. But as far as tools, yeah, it's Video, Canva, and then, of course, the whole chat series, because there's a whole host of tools out there. So make sure that you verify that they're a legitimate company. Make sure you're reading the reviews about this stuff. And then baby step in. You've got a real estate business to run. Don't just jump all in and think that you're going to rule the world and that AI is just going to take over your real estate business and let you do whatever.
I love that remark about baby stepping it, because I also was thinking too about the marketing piece. If I list somebody's homes, I put a house on the market yesterday, I'm entrusted with their property and with its marketing. And so I need to think carefully about where I put all of their information. Because if it is a site that could damage my community or my sellers over time because I didn't pay attention, I could be actually causing some harm. And so slowing down is really important. It's not that you don't use tools. Like you said, just baby step it. That's a great phrase to steal from you today, besides which I didn't.
And one other thing, Lee, we have to talk about. All AI programs require prompts. And prompts is just a fancy way of saying, hey, ChatGPT, I need you to write me a house listing in, we'll say, Kansas City, Missouri. 5-bedroom, 4-bath, pool, spa, make it happen. And make it in the voice of Howard Cosell. And I'm just throwing that out there. That's a prompt. those are the best ways to understand how to work with both text AI and your video and digital art AI. The more information you learn and the better you understand how prompts work, you're going to get awesome content from all of your ChatGPT and AI tools. And there's a website for prompts too. You can just type in, what did you say, Lee?
And where do you get the prompts? As you're saying, there's a good website for prompts.
There is. I mean, you can Google prompts for real estate agents and AI. And there's a popular tool, I think it's called Prompt Monster or Prompt AI, that you can go into and it will let you know what type of prompts you can put in. And understand too, AI is like a human, meaning that it's not self-aware and learning like we are, but it understands the words that you're putting in, and you've got to just act like you're talking to a person when you are doing with these AI tools. And so like ChatGPT, Bard, and Bing, you can have conversations with them and just keep the conversation going. Like if you wanted to do, let's say you wanted awesome chocolate chip cookies for open house, you could throw that in there and say, hey, I need some awesome chocolate chip cookies or dessert ideas for open house. And then you could say, well, scratch that, pump the brakes. I need some healthy options to mix in with that. And it will just keep that conversation going. So just remember that. That's why it's called AI. And I have to say this, but you probably don't even know what ChatGPT stands for, do you?
No.
You ready? It's supposed to stand for chatbot, generative pre-trained transformer, which is basically a fancy way of saying, now we have a program that you can talk to like a human, and it's going to respond back like you're talking to a human.
But if it's a transformer, you're basically saying it is learning from me. And so it's how, and you're old enough to have seen 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Don't you start with that. Oh my gosh.
Look, I love Marky Lemons, and she's forever saying that agents don't use AI are going to get run off by the ones that don't. And I'm like, bring it, baby, bring it, because I just ain't sure about this.
I agree with Marky. You've got to embrace some aspect of it.
Baby steps. That baby steps. Marky's trying to take me all into the deep end. I ain't ready. I know she's brave, but damn.
No. And the truth be told, a lot of agents just don't have the bandwidth to incorporate all of the tools out there. You got chatbots. You've got AI that can do PowerPoint presentations. Lee, there is even an AI website called Do Not Pay where you can get free legal advice.
You forgot to do the right part. Legal advice.
Yeah, legal advice.
I got a lot of assets to protect. I ain't using some AI bot to do me some legal advice. Lord of mercy, to probably give me some California advice. And that is not what happens in North Carolina. Look, I have enough trouble explaining to agents the difference between equitable distribution and community property. I can't imagine what a bot thinks about that.
All right, exactly. Or what it knows. What type of legal advice is it doing? And like you said.
See, you said it's learning. You keep dropping all the clues.
I know, right?
Hey, Burton, if somebody wants to reach out to you and have you come do a presentation for their association or brokerage about some of these changing topics in real estate, or they want to reach out to you in Kansas City and find out how they can get involved with what you're teaching and training out there, what's the best way for them to find you?
My website, burtonkelso.com. I've got info about me. I've got weekly blog that I put out there. And it's got a link to my YouTube channel because I'm always sharing video tips to help realtors get more from the technology that they use. And I've got to say this, I love technology. I've read all the manuals and I'm serious about making technology fun, safe, and easy to use for everyone.
Everyone, including kids. And make sure you do watch his old episode about safety for your kids online. And I know a lot of that information has been updated. So follow his blog, follow his YouTube channel. And Burton, as always, I'm so glad to see you and spend some time with you. And thank you for coming back on the show. And thank you for proving that I was right once more.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lee. I'm happy to oblige.
All right, guys, whatever you need to learn from Burton, if you want to vote for which one of us has the right opinion of AI, drop it into the chat. Give us a like and a thumbs up and a review. Hit the bell. And most importantly, come back and see me and come back and see Burton, too, because we're both here to help.
That's right.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.